So many of you have been asking me in my other videos, how can I calculate my natal birth chart? Well, you're going to go over to
Here.
And when you get there, you're going to click on horoscopes because this is God's blueprint for our life. And so if you want to understand your life a bit better, understanding your natal birth chart is where it's at. Once you select horoscopes, a little bar will drop down and you'll be able to select the very first one on there, which is birth chart calculator. And once you do that, you scroll down a little bit, you're going to see this area here where you're going to enter in your birthday. Time is important. So if you don't know your time, you're going to want to go look on your birth certificate. Before you hit calculate, you're going to click on the extended settings house system because it automatically defaults to Placidius. So you're going to tap on this bar, it's going to drop down. And after you select call sign, now you can calculate your chart. Now I know for those who are new, you're not going to understand any of this. So if you want to sort of understand it, scroll to the bottom of that page and it will begin to give you a breakdown of what exactly your chart means and tell you about you. And you're also going to want to know what each one, a little piece of these pies represent. Like the 10th house is your fame and your public image and your career. How about the 7th house? This is all about marriage and relationships, close relationships, like business partners even. How about your 5th house? This is the house of fun. This is romance, secret love affairs. This is the lottery and winnings. This is also your creative endeavors. And who doesn't want to know about their 2nd house, which is all about your personal finances? Now, when we think of horoscopes, a lot of people think of those Sunday paper horoscopes, and many people don't resonate with them because they're usually based off your sun sign. But in astrology, we don't usually read from the sun sign, unless, of course, we want to know about our career. We typically will read from our rising sign, especially if your sun, when you look at your chart, this is the horizon, normally be like this, but here, these two black lines, the ascendant and the descendant, are the horizon. So if your sun is anywhere above this black line here, you're going to typically read from your rising sign. But sun is something you will also read because it has to do with career. Moon has to do with emotions. Now, as you see, I have a huge chunk of planets in this house. So even if my moon weren't there, I would still be listening to readings for Virgo in addition to my others. Because when we have a grouping of planets in just one house, it's called a stellium. It means there's a whole lot of energy being directed at themes related to this house and this sign. It doesn't mean that these houses aren't important. It just means we don't have a whole lot of energy being directed into that house in this lifetime. Now, if your sun is below this line, it means you have a night chart. And so when you have a night chart, the night is ruled by the moon. And so most likely, no matter where your moon is in your chart, you want to see what sign it's in. And you're most likely with a night chart going to listen to your moon reading first. But I always say, listen to all of them. Listen to your sun, your moon, and your rising. Understand that the moon usually has to do with what we're feeling internally. The sun has to do more with career. And the rising sign, well, in your first house, that's basically encompassing all the activities of what's going on in your life. So listen to all three and then begin to make notes about things you see coming to pass if you're listening to astrologers who are giving a reading for, say, Capricorn, Sun, Moon, and Rising. You can even listen to them a year back and see which of their forecast for your signs came to pass in your life. So I'm going to pin this to the top of my video, so if you get lost along the way, you can always come back and find it easily and watch it again.